She Did It Her Way podcast, episode 298, discover how to maximize your schedule with a side hustle.
Hello and welcome to She Did It Her Way, a podcast dedicated to helping you launch a business that allows you the freedom to create from anywhere, design your own schedule in a way that supports you, and pursue what it is that lights you up. I'm Amanda Bolin, your host, and it is time to do it your way.
Hello, friends. Welcome back to another episode of the podcast. I hope you had an amazing weekend. I'm really excited to dive into today's solo cast because I truly believe that this exercise will benefit you regardless of where you're at in life. And I always end up doing this exercise when I begin to feel like my days are getting away from me, if I feel like I don't have enough time in the day, or the biggest one and the most important one is if I start realizing that I'm not accomplishing my goals because I'm not taking action on them. Point blank, if I just don't feel like I'm making a good use of my time and I also need more time in the day, I want to find it. I take myself through this exercise and it is only 3 steps. And the first step is that you first need to assess your time and how you're spending it currently. The second step is to audit your time. And the third step is to plan your new schedule and to be mindful. So let's dive into number one. Is the current assessment where you need to track your time. The first thing you need to do, like I said, is track your time as it currently stands and how you're using it, because the only way to know how you're currently spending your time is to become aware of how you're using it in the first place. If you're someone who is constantly feeling as if you're busy or you don't feel like you have enough time to get it all done, then I highly recommend going through this exercise. Oftentimes, we mentally assume that the tasks that we need to get done take longer to complete than they really do. So therefore, our experience and the meaning we give that task is that it's draining and it takes forever. Now, an example of this is growing up, my mom would spend so much time talking about all the things that she needed to get done rather than just not talking about it and invest that time and energy into taking action and getting them done. Because if we spend time thinking and talking about the things that we need to do, we expend energy that we could be using to take action on that task. In addition, we also associate the time that we spend talking and thinking with the actual time that it takes us to do that task, which causes us to believe that that task actually takes longer than it does. Here's another example, which this blew my mind. And it was that I always assumed it was going to take me an hour to get ready from getting into the shower to be fully dressed and ready to go. Until one day, I actually decided to track my time from start to finish and realized that I could get ready in 45 minutes. Now, I know that those 15 minutes that I'm saving doesn't seem like a lot in that one time. But then when I looked at it over a week and said, okay, I shower and get ready and wash my hair and straighten my hair 4 times a week. That means that I'm getting an hour back to my week every single week that I can then invest in my business and do something else with that time. And what I realized is that when I started tracking that time, I was doing a lot of what my 90-year-old grandma says and calls it, is that I was putzing around. I wasn't being efficient. I'd get out of the shower, I'd put my robe on, I'd have my hair up, and then I'd walk out of the bathroom. I would sit down on my computer, I would check emails, and then I'd go back, and then I'd blow dry. I would create this entire process and I would just be so inefficient with the time that I was using, but I wouldn't have known that had I not forced myself to actually track my time. And what I noticed is that I then would not allow myself, after getting out of the shower, to leave the bathroom, because that was another way that I then was inefficient with my time. So I stayed in the bathroom and I don't listen to music. I listen to podcasts, because when I listen to music, I want to change the songs, which then means I pick up my phone and I then open myself up to an opportunity to jump over to social media. It's way too easy. So I just listen to podcasts when I get ready, which is so, so helpful. And I just don't, it doesn't allow me, it's not a trigger for me to want to pick up my phone and jump onto social media. So that is a way that I was able to edit how I was using my time. So the step that I want you to do is I want you for the next week is to track your time. You can do this from an analog perspective, right? Written down on a piece of paper, or digitally, which I recommend Toggle. It's free and they have an app based and they have a desktop based program that you can use. And you need to commit to actually tracking your time. Similarly, as if you were to track your food intake. When I tracked the time that I was spending, I actually realized that I would eat as a way to procrastinate from doing something that I needed to get done that was a more mentally intensive task. I was trying to procrastinate from doing that, and I would find myself going to grab almonds, going to grab macadamia nuts, which doesn't sound that terrible, but when you eat macadamia nuts 3 times a day, 5 days a week, how many weeks? I mean, it's a lot, right? So just being mindful. This is the whole thing that we're trying to do, is just being mindful of how we're currently using our time. Part of also tracking your time is you want to set up categories to categorize how you spend your time. So something that you might look at is, okay, how much time am I using for sleep as a category? Traveling or commuting to your job as a category? Working on your side hustle can be a category. Time you spend with your kids is a category. Time you spend on social media, time you spend working out. Categorizing your time as if you were a consultant, that you were then billing your time to your client. Your client here is that category. So where are you dividing up the time that you have and how are you spending it? And I want you to track your time for a week. Starting today. Yes, today. Don't wait till, if you're listening to this and it's a Tuesday, don't wait till next Monday. Start Tuesday. Start Wednesday. Start now. And I love this example, and I want to encourage you guys just to start now. I was on Instagram a couple weeks back, actually earlier in August, sharing about how my love for Michael Hyatt's Full Focus Planner, which if you haven't heard of it, it is amazing. I hope to do a video review of it in the future, and I'll let you guys know when that is up. I figured video would be better because then you can actually see the planner versus talking about it on the podcast might be a little bit harder for you guys to actually get the full experience. But I was sharing my love for it on Instagram, and someone had responded and said, oh my gosh, I'm so excited. I ordered it. I have it. And this was at the beginning of August. So we are in month 2 of Q3, and the Full Focus Planner is broken up into quarters. So you each quarter you get a shipment. If you do, I bought the yearly, so every quarter I get a shipment of my planner so that I have it. And this wonderful gal was like, I'm so excited to use it. I can't wait till next quarter. And I was like, wait, why are you waiting till next quarter? And she's like, well, because, you know, then I can use the whole thing. And I'm like, no. Why wouldn't you start now? Start now. Who cares if you're only going to use 2/3 of that planner? By starting now, you're taking action now. It's that taking, you must take action now. And that's what I want you to do for tracking your time. Start today. Take that action now. Don't allow yourself to mentally procrastinate from taking action, because our mind and our brain wants to protect us, because that's what it had to do that way back in the Stone Age times. It wanted to protect us. But now it's take action now. Don't procrastinate. Don't allow yourself to procrastinate. And if you want to be, and don't worry, like I said, if you want to do this on paper, I have a free workbook that you can download, which I'll share with you at the end of the solo cast. But if you want to take it a step further with the categories, when you track your categories, I want you to write a quick note about the activities you're doing during that time. Now, some of them are self-explanatory. If you write sleep, you're obviously sleeping, right? If you're working out, you're working out. If you're traveling, though, you can also, in the car, are you traveling and listening to music? Or are you traveling and listening to podcasts? What podcasts are you listening to? The more descriptive we can be about the time that we're doing or that we're using in each of those categories, it's going to be more information for us to better assess and understand how we can maximize our time in a stronger and more efficient way. So that's number one. Number two is then after you've done this for a week and it goes by, I want you to carve out time to audit your time journal in efforts to find potential time thieves. And so time thieves, which I've already shared a couple of them with you earlier about overthinking a task or not tracking your time, like being distracted as you're doing something and elongating that how much it actually takes you. So for me, I was then expanding how long it took me to get ready into an hour when realistically I needed only 45 minutes. So taking that look and look at how much time does it take you to get ready in the morning? Can you lay out your clothes in the evening so you're not spending time making decisions in the morning? Can you track how long you're in the shower? Could you shave off 10 to 15 minutes every morning, adding 50 to 75 minutes back to your schedule per week? What about commuting? Well, I understand that working from home is a luxury, and you may not be able to do so. Are you maximizing your time while you're in the car or maybe on the train? Are you listening to podcasts? Which I assume you are because you are tuning in to She Did It Her Way. So check that box. Yay! Which I know a lot of you listen to this while you're commuting. So thank you for allowing me just at any time, whether you're commuting or you're working or it's in the background. I so appreciate that. So, and even I sometimes find myself wanting to take a break from podcasts and turn on music. And in that case, I remind myself on why I'm listening to the podcast that I am so that I can learn and get closer to my goal. Same thing with reading. Reading before bed is now an evening ritual for me. I don't care whether it's 30 minutes or it's 10 minutes, like it is my ritual that puts me into a sleep mode and helps me wind down. You can also look at meal prepping. How can you cut down the time it takes you to meal prep or create a meal? And is it possible to meal prep at the beginning of the week? Which is another reason why I love shopping at Trader Joe's, because they have simple and easy ingredients that you can easily put together and create a delicious meal, and it takes little to no time at all. Another thief is TV. So if you watch TV on a regular weekly basis, how much time do you spend watching TV, and is it worth it to you? Is it worth watching that hour of TV versus spending your time on something else? And that only you can make that decision. No one else. Other people might say judgments. Other people might have opinions, but who cares? It is up to you. That is your decision. You get to make it. It's what you value. How much time are you spending on Facebook and social media? Again, the same. Is it of value to you? And if it is, great. Just really taking inventory and assessing how spending your time. And then the other one is running errands. Can you run errands one time a week versus doing multiple trips to the store? Or can you swap out and do Amazon Prime versus having to get into your car and spend time shopping? Another thing to be mindful of when you are auditing your time is identify which tasks leave you feeling drained and which ones actually give you energy, and watch how you think about the tasks and things that you need to get done as well, which I think is another really great opportunity to bring up the pole vaulting over mastered. I know that I have absolutely 100% been guilty of thinking and looking at my to-do list, assuming it's going to take for forever and all day to get done. And if I'm 2 hours into the day and I haven't started on that to-do list, I think, what's the point? I don't have time to get it done. When in reality, if I really go through that to-do list and timestamp it, it's only going to take me 2.5 hours. And so really putting timestamps to your tasks so that you can alleviate the overwhelm and thinking that it's going to take you a long time to do. And also look at, like, did the time of the day when you worked on certain tasks really impact your ability to produce work and complete tasks? Did you do it in the morning, in your, like, during lunch or after work, especially if you're side hustling? Do you tend to leave tasks till after work is done, or do you do them in the morning? I have found that leaving tasks till, at least for me in my experience when I was side hustling or even trying to do stuff in parallel, that if I left it at for after I was done with a client project or after I was done working, most likely 50% of the time it would get done. However, if I did it before I went on to client site or I went into my full-time job, I would then get it done, even if it's 30 minutes that you carve out. 30 minutes is better than 0 minutes. And then also with auditing your time, it can really help identify your anchors to help create a routine. I did a podcast episode a while back about identifying anchors, and anchors are things you do that help you create a routine in your schedule so that you can stay committed to it. They always benefit you when it comes to staying focused, and they never detract or take away. They tend to give you energy. So for example, my three anchors are 8 hours of sleep, eating proper food, and working out. My goal is to always incorporate 2 out of the 3 every single day. So if I don't work out, I strive to get 8 hours of sleep and eat properly. If I have a social night out, I always strive to still do a workout and get 8 hours of sleep. And so you can really see which anchors that you have that you need in your life to help you create a routine and help you stay focused and increase your energy. And I know that some people feel like planning and creating a routine is really constricting, but it is actually the opposite and provides you more freedom and margin in your life for things that you truly want to do with your time. Number 3 is plan your new schedule. And this is a really big piece, is always plan your days and weeks in advance. Commit to yourself and do the tasks that you've assigned to do in the time frame that you have given yourself. Don't allow yourself to do what you feel like doing in the moment. That is our primitive brain, again, trying to get us to protect ourselves by doing what we feel like doing in the moment rather than doing what we've planned, because we know we need to do it. And are there areas in your schedule where, again, maybe you can wake up 30 minutes early and designate those 30 minutes to growth activities? Define one activity that you're going to do in those 30 minutes before you go to your full-time job, before you do anything else, that will help you move your business forward or your side hustle. Don't open your computer up until you know exactly what it is that you want to do at that time. Because if you open your computer up, you leave yourself susceptible to getting distracted. And then continue to limit the amount of distractions once you open that computer. So we talked about Facebook newsfeed eradicator. Don't even open up email. Is there a way that you can do your task without opening up email? And then if you do open up email, how can you stay focused? Determine how many hours you have in a week and how many you can realistically devote to your business while working your full-time job. And then set your work hours for your side hustle. Set them. Maybe it's 30 minutes in the morning. Maybe it's 30 minutes over lunch. Maybe it's an hour at night. Set work hours for your side hustle, just like you do your full-time business. And because you want to make sure that you're producing that work that is getting you closer to your goal. We all have circumstances in life that we have to work around. And a circumstance is a fact about something. It is 100% completely neutral. And we all have different facts about our lives, and we have constraints, and we've got circumstances. But it's the meaning that we give that circumstance and how we think about it is the role that we allow that circumstance to play. So the circumstance might be you have a full-time job. That is a circumstance, but it's how you think about it is the meaning that you attach to it. And you can decide what you want it to mean and how you're going to use it in order to get you closer to your goals. And in this case, it's becoming your own boss. So how are you going to think about your full-time job? And then how are you going to think about the time that you've set aside to work on your side hustle? Also, with planning your schedule, continue to set boundaries. Talked about this in the 15 all-time favorite time-saving hacks. How are you saying no to other things that don't serve you so that you can really stay focused and committed to what it is that you want to accomplish, and how can you take massive action? And the last piece, when you plan your new schedule, is honor your commitment to yourself. And I love this because in Brooke Castillo's podcast for the Life Coach School, she gave a great example of if you were meeting a girlfriend for lunch at noon, most likely you would either show up on time or even a little bit earlier, but you wouldn't change and you wouldn't try to renegotiate and find a different time to do that. But we tend to do that with ourselves. We tend to commit to saying we're going to do something at one time, but then we then negotiate with ourselves. So the last thing that I want to leave you with is really honor your commitment to yourself, to find the time and to work on the things that you want to work on that help you get closer to achieving your goals. Now, we did say that there is a download and a handout for this, so you can head on over to today's SoloCast episode show notes, or you can click the resource button on SheDidItHerWayPodcast.com to download the Find More Time and Maximize Your Schedule workbook, where you guys can get all the information there as well. But there you have it, my friends, all about finding more time and maximizing your schedule. And I hope you enjoyed today's podcast or your solo cast. I know I did. And I can't wait to see you guys here next Monday, but I'll see you guys on Thursday as well for the Thursday podcast episode interview. So I hope you have an amazing day and amazing rest of your week.
Thank you so much for tuning in to today's podcast episode. For more information, check out SheDidItHerWay.com. And if you enjoyed today's episode, I would love for you to leave me a review on iTunes and let me know what you think. Until next time, keep doing it your way.